Hello and welcome to the Weekend Astrology Podcast. This edition is for Friday, the 4th of June, 2021. My name's Eric Francis Coppolino, author of the Planet Waves Horoscope and host of Planet Waves FM, here with the astrological highlights for the weekend of June 4th, 5th, and 6th, and a little peek at Monday, June 7th, which is an important day to take it easy and be conscious. Remember that everything that I'm talking about today is leading into the solar eclipse in Gemini, which takes place on Thursday the 10th. The solar eclipse is going to be conjunct retrograde Mercury and square Neptune. So we have the issue of truthiness versus truthfulness in the mix, lingering in the background of everything. The way I'm getting that is that the retrograde of Mercury is in itself often a thing that can have the theme of, is it true or is it not? And by the way, you find out a lot at the time that Mercury stations direct. That's going to happen on June 22nd. And it is better, therefore, to not make important decisions when you are missing information. That's the thing to remember during Mercury retrograde, is it is very easy to proceed thinking that you know everything that you need to know, but you don't know what you don't know. And one of my mottos in life and investigative reporting, and for that matter in astrology, is to try to find out what it is you don't know and make sure you have a little alarm set in your mind for when you might be missing important or otherwise useful information. This is, by the way, the issue of clarity, one of the enemies of mankind, as described by Don Juan Matis in the Carlos Castaneda series of books that we could benefit from at this time in history. Okay, so looking at today, the standout aspect for today is the Moon conjunct Chiron. That happens at 2:04 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. All times in this podcast are Eastern Daylight Time, so the Moon is conjunct Chiron. That is that is about physical and emotional intensity, and also pay attention to any lingering sense of kind of being a victim of who you are. If you're one of these people who stands out, if you're one of these people who everyone notices when you walk in the room, if you're one of these people that when you walk down the street, people turn their head and look at you, I would strongly suggest that you not resent that fact, but learn how to work with it, and learn how to work with it in such a way that does not, you know, put you on a power trip of some kind, because being attractive can do that. And by attractive, I don't necessarily mean you're ready to stroll onto the pages of Vogue magazine. Moon conjunct Chiron is more about a kind of magnetism and intensity. You might call it charisma that people notice. And not everybody has that, but you know, you might have a little bit extra today. Also today, the sun is opposite a point called the Great Attractor. The Great Attractor is a deep space point. It makes our galaxy look tiny. So the Great Attractor is a cluster of about 100,000 galaxies, and that focus, the focal point of that cluster called Laniakea, is at 14:07 Sagittarius today. The sun is exactly opposed to that at 14 and change of Gemini. So today is relatively a quiet day, except for whatever excitement that Moon conjunct Chiron brings. Turn down the drama queen aspect of life and just sort of pay attention. And remember, everyone is sensitive and everyone has feelings. The big day of the weekend is Saturday. It would appear to be quite a challenging day. Of course, by that measure, Friday might be also, but the events on Saturday are set off by a transit of the Moon. Here is what's going on. I may not have mentioned previously in this series that we are in a major generational aspect called Pluto square Eris. This happens. This is the kind of thing that's going to happen like every 40 years or something. And so it doesn't happen very often, and it's happening in 2020 and 2021. It lasts a while, and we are toward the end of it, but nonetheless, we are still in it. And while this is happening, Mars in Cancer is making an opposition to Pluto in Capricorn, and that means that it is making a square to Eris in Aries. So it's a T-square, with Mars being the fast-moving point. So it's Mars opposite Pluto, square Eris. That's kind of explosive. And also another warning about not pushing the use of your power, whether it's sex appeal or money or charisma or influence. Be cool. People are fragile and way too easy to manipulate. And it's just better if we don't take part in that in any way. And so, pardon me there. The moon swings through this setup at about all day on Saturday, but at about 2:53 p.m., 2:54 p.m., the moon makes an exact conjunction to Eris. 5 minutes and 30 seconds. The moon makes an exact conjunction to Eris. And so that means that the moon conjoins this very hot point in Aries that can be confusing and is also associated with the kind of warp reality of digital consciousness. And at the same time, the moon squares Pluto and squares Mars. So this is it's a little violent and it's emotionally aggressive. And so this is definitely a day to dial it back rather than push forward. So, take that as you will. And, you just don't need that much from that many other people. Just take care of your own needs and pay attention to who around you needs your loving kindness, your help, and your support. After all of this activity, the moon goes void of course at 6:46 p.m. That is to say, it makes its last aspect, which is the square to Mars, Mars being the outlying planet, and here the furthest, the latest degree one. And so that moon Mars square, that can have some anger. The moon Pluto square can have some sense of isolation and loneliness. And, tomorrow's a good day to find somebody to talk to. And if you're feeling good, then to be open to what people need to say and be a person listening. So moon goes void at 6:46 all evening on Saturday. The moon is void, of course. And then the moon enters Taurus at 1:46 a.m. Sunday Eastern Time. Please calculate for your time zone. This leads us into Monday. Monday is going to be a day to have, minimal in-depth emotional involvement with people. It's not the day to try to work out problems. It may be the day to observe what comes up with people and see how they feel. The reason I say this is because there's two things involving Taurus and Venus. First, the moon is conjunct Uranus in Taurus. That can be a disruptive, shaky, revolutionary, very exciting, very sexy aspect, but it is not given to emotional stability. And on the same note, Venus is opposite a point called Pholus, and that too can have quite a bit of exaggeration and a sense of the genie bottle opening and the genie of one's feelings coming out. And so there's also an alcohol warning with anything in aspect to Pholus, and currently it's Venus opposite Pholus. And so if you are in any way inclined to have the important emotional discussion, I would keep it away from Monday, and I would keep it away from alcohol. Better time and place for those things. Meanwhile, remember through all of this that Mercury is retrograde and square Neptune, and so that's just making it difficult to get on level ground with people and to kind of know where you stand with yourself. So that takes us through the weekend and into Monday. It is definitely a tread lightly kind of time. In terms of what I can do for you as an astrologer, I offer a diversity of affordable products. If you go to the top of, we can scroll down this page with the daily astrology page, you'll find placements like little ads for the Taurus reading, and I think the Gemini reading, and then we have the Cancer reading available. I'll make sure that's on the Get a Reading tab. These readings are $33. They're 75 minutes of me speaking directly to your astrology. I think you'll find this to be not only a good investment of your money, but an even better investment of your time. Many people listen several times over. I'm also getting close to the end of the Aquarian era written readings. I submitted Leo yesterday, and I'm planning on taking one day this weekend to do Virgo, and then I will only have two signs left to a project that is long overdue and will get done. I get it all done. Tonight on Planet Waves FM, I am going to go deep into the lab release theory. The venerated Saint Tony Fauci is in some trouble because it turns out not only did he lie about gain of function research, he knew about it, and therefore he knew about the possibility of a lab release and then told a lot of lies to Congress and to the public. Planet Waves FM also covers lots of astrology and Tantra Studio. The musical theme tonight is a new wave dance party. This is going to be the season finale, and then I'll be back after taking a week off right before the sun's ingress into the sign Cancer. You're listening to a bit of Vision Quest. My name again, Eric Francis Coppolino. You know that. I write the Planet Waves horoscope. Check that thing out. The monthly horoscope is still fresh for June. Anyone can read it. Thank you for tuning in. Catch you at 10 o'clock tonight on Planet Waves FM. Bye for now.